Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Warning. This product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Vuse, we're vapor done right. Always simple. Always in your pocket. So you can focus on what really matters. Like getting back to your podcast. Find out more at Vuse.com. That's Vuse.com.
Underage sale prohibited. Vuse is a vapor product. Website restricted to age 21 plus tobacco consumers. Copyright 2026 RJRVC.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, she lived in the house for years before anything felt unusual. Then little by little, she stopped feeling comfortable being there alone. Looking back, she doesn't wonder if the house was haunted. She wonders if it changed her.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hello. Thank you very much for listening. You know, if you've got a real ghost story, we love to hear them. You can call it in at 855-853-4802. Write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. And remember to hit follow, subscribe wherever you're listening. We would appreciate that very much. Kathy Gordon is here, and I have a question about that, the story. Do you think a house could change you?
Oh, that's interesting. I would think maybe slowly but surely you become more aware of the house as you live in it, don't you think?
Yeah, because like a regular house, let's take mine for example. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, maybe it's changed me for the better. I'm comfortable here. I'm happy, you know. Mm-hmm. But like we were talking about it in an episode the other day about our mom and our parents fought really bad. Even take the fact that we were living in a haunted house, take that out of it. If you're living in an environment where people are arguing every day, that changes who you are. You know, you're not as comfortable. You're not as relaxed. Then if you're living in a house that has unexpected paranormal activity, how do you ever relax? And can it kind of change you? But this story is even deeper than that. It's kind of like changing your thoughts.
Right. And I think there could be some different ideas, and I've got to hear this story because I haven't heard it, but could you bring something into the house?
And do you bring something in just by your own person? Maybe you start living in a house and whatever is there just doesn't like you. It reminds you of something that I hated in when it was.
Or it does like you, and still things happen. I mean, it doesn't have to be that it doesn't like you.
No,
I
think but that was an example that if it doesn't like you, you know, could it be a negative impact on you?
Sure.
Could it change how you kind of go about your life day to day? I just think wherever you live, whatever situation it is, paranormal or not, it can definitely change you.
Don't you think, too, that we just have influences in our lives that come from all different, you know, areas and different people and different disciplines and different things? And we become aware of things that maybe we weren't. Maybe you're watching a lot more Ghost Hunters on TV and all of a sudden you go, well, shoot, that creepy thing in the basement, that's that, you know, or whatever. No, I'm just, that would, you know, that's an extreme. But, you know, maybe all of a sudden there are things that will open your awareness. And then what's been there all along, you begin to notice.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's possible. I think, could it not be possible, too, that you've brought something in?
Or somebody else has.
Right. I think, you know, we talk about objects. We talk about different things that can have something attached to it. Isn't that a possibility?
Mm-hmm.
Going along pretty good, and then you bring home that damn mirror.
Exactly.
You know,
so I just think, you know, sometimes, you know, and if you live in an environment where there's some paranormal activity that is negative,
mm-hmm.
doesn't that F with you after a time?
Well, it would, yeah.
You know?
And, you know, who are the people you associate with, too? Do they constantly say, that's stupid, that's dumb, there's no such thing as ghosts, that's, you know. And so you yourself feel kind of repress that.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe you're not living with those people anymore, or, you know, you have different friends or whatever, you've grown and whatever. And then all of a sudden, maybe that's more acceptable and you begin to kind of embrace that part of you.
Yeah. Well, let's dive into the story. And it says, my name is Camilla. I'm 24 now. This happened when I was about 14. I listened to the show for quite a while, and hearing other people talk about houses that just felt wrong finally convinced me to send this in. When I was in middle school, my family moved into a house in a neighborhood that looked pretty much like every other neighborhood around town. It was just a regular two-story house where my parents planned on staying until all of us kids were grown. For the first year or so, I don't remember thinking much about it. I was busy starting a new school, making new friends, getting used to a different part of town. If anything strange happened back then, I either didn't notice it or I forgot about it. It wasn't until I was around 14 that I started feeling different in the house. I never told my parents because I really couldn't explain it. I just hated being there by myself. If everyone went outside or my mom ran to the grocery store, I'd suddenly feel like I needed to stay in whatever room I was already in. Walking through the house alone made me nervous, especially after dark. There was one hallway that connected all the bedrooms to the kitchen. Nothing bad had ever happened there, but every time I walked through it at night, I felt like someone was behind me. I'd get this overwhelming urge to turn around, but I almost never did because I was scared I'd actually see somebody. I get that feeling.
Mm-hmm.
My younger brother was still little then, so the living room was usually covered in toy cars and trucks. Every once in a while, one of them would make a noise by itself. My dad blamed low batteries, and I believed him. It wasn't like they were constantly going off. It would just happen often enough that I'd notice. One night, I got up because I needed a bottle of water. As I walked past the living room, one of my brother's toy fire trucks started flashing its lights.
Oh.
That would get your attention. It startled me, but I kept walking. Before I even made it to the kitchen, another toy made a loud siren sound. I remember just freezing for a second. The house was completely quiet other than those toys. I stood there waiting for one of my parents to come out of the room because I figured someone else had to have been woken up by it, but nobody came out. I grabbed my water, went right back to bed. Things like that happened every now and then, but nothing that made me think our house was haunted. It was more like I never felt comfortable there. Even during the day, I'd sometimes get the feeling that somebody was standing just outside of whatever room I was in. This is weird. I also started sleeping with my closet doors open.
Oh, is, okay.
I know, right? It's like, what? Most people think closing them would make you feel better, but for me, it was the opposite. If they were shut, I'd lay there staring at the crack between the doors, wondering if somebody was standing on the other side. Leaving them open somehow made me less anxious because I could see inside.
Okay.
Get it?
Yeah, whatever makes you, you know, feel better.
Whatever helps you sleep at night, literally. The older I got, the more normal all of this became. I didn't even question it anymore. That was just how the house felt. The one thing that I've never been able to forget happened during my freshman year of high school. I woke up in the middle of the night for no reason. I was completely awake, just lying there staring at the ceiling, when this thought popped into my head that I should go downstairs and get one of the kitchen knives. I don't know where it came from. It wasn't something I'd been dreaming about. It wasn't something I wanted to do. It scared me the second it crossed my mind because it felt so completely unlike me. I started crying almost immediately. I pulled the blanket over my head. I just lay there because I didn't even want to get out of bed. I was embarrassed by my own thoughts. I was confused. And the next morning, I didn't tell anybody. I convinced myself it must have been a weird dream. Life went on after that. I still didn't like the house, but nothing else happened that was anywhere near that unsettling. About a year later, my dad accepted a new job and we ended up moving. And it wasn't until we were in our new house that I realized something. That feeling I'd gotten so used to was completely gone. I wasn't rushing through dark rooms anymore. I wasn't looking over my shoulder every few minutes. I wasn't afraid to be home by myself. It was such a gradual change that I didn't even notice it until one day I realized I hadn't thought about that old house in months. A few years after we moved, my parents were having dinner with another family friend who had lived in our old neighborhood for a long time. Conversation somehow turned to our old street, and the husband asked my dad if they'd ever experienced anything strange in the house, and Dad said no. The man nodded and said they'd heard a couple of families over the years complain that that house just felt heavy. Nobody ever claimed to see ghosts, but more than one family had mentioned never feeling comfortable there. When my parents came home and told us that story, I didn't say anything. I still haven't told them about that night. Maybe one day I will. I've lived in several different places since then. I've never felt that same uneasiness again. I never had another night where a thought like that came into my head. I don't know what was different about that house, but I do know I was a different person when I was inside it. Thanks for reading my story. I appreciate what you do. See, I think that last sentence is really telling, because I don't know what was different about that house, but I was different. Because once you're out of it, then you realize, and it's kind of like that in a lot of different ways in life. You know, you might not realize how depressing something was until you're away from it, or how somebody, you know, maybe you're dating somebody who's bringing you down, and once you broke up, it's like, I'm really, now that I'm over being sad about that, I'm kind of glad.
Like, yeah, what did I ever see in that?
Right? Sometimes it takes a while to get there.
Whoa. But, I think that maybe Camilla grew into her sensitivity.
Oh, that could have been too, yeah.
I think at her age, she was, you know, it was slowly starting to where she could feel things and begin to, you know. What do you think about the toys? Like, that's weird that she walks through there and then this fire truck or ambulance or something just starts, the lights start going off.
And she said that happened from time to time, but that one night was just weird.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. That one, like,
and I'm wondering,
I mean, that's creepy.
And I'm wondering if it was the same toy, because if it was a fire truck that lit up, it could be a fire truck that the siren is going off on. So it could have just been the one toy that maybe had a weird battery connection.
Maybe
it moved by itself and the battery
craziest
connected.
Coincidence that she showed up. But, you know, because I have Googled before, because we have had people talk about toys. Can we have enough electromagnetic current to give something just a quick, you know, kick? And it says that no, people can't. We do, of course, have it, but
you'd have to be close to it, even if that was to work.
Yeah. And I thought, well, could it be something like she has a, you know, has a strong, you know, current or something, but it's not like that. That could just be the craziest coincidence ever that she stepped in the room and it just did it right then. It's possible. But, you know, you team it up with some of these other things like that, just always feeling, I so could relate to her story. What it feels like to think, no way in hell do I turn around.
Yeah.
Because I will see something. There is something behind me right now.
And the difference there is, and we've talked about this a lot, I always feel safer if I go outside. I feel like that's gone. But I also get that I can't walk through the house. So I actually can relate to that. I just have to stay in this room.
Yeah.
Because if I walk through the house, it's going to be following me.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're 14 and that kind of stuff happens, you wear the wrong outfit to school and it's traumatizing, let alone be like, you know, I think something is following me through the house.
Right.
You know, you can't tell your parents that.
What do you think about the knife thing?
And that could have been a dream, like part of a dream. Like, you know how we've talked about that? You can have the hallucination. You could have, maybe it was like an auditory hallucination. But I also get how that would scare the shit out of you when you're 14 years old. And my guess is it wasn't just like, go get a knife. It was a compelling, like, I'm going to go get a knife.
Yeah.
And what are you going to do with it once you get it? Like, there's nothing good comes out of going to the kitchen and getting a knife in the middle of the night. Nothing good happens.
No, I don't see. Yeah.
We read about those stories.
It's just, it's creepy that, and I think she probably has the feeling that something was telling her to go do this. And I mean, that is a possibility that there was something evil in the house that was trying to convince her to do something. But like you said, it could have been one of these dreams.
If I was Camilla, I would just convince myself that was a dream. It was a very bad dream. Like, I have dreams that I had 30 years ago that I still remember.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them were funny. Some of them were terrifying, but I can still remember a lot of different dreams. There's one I had when we lived in that haunted house that I still find terrifying to this day. I am really happy that Camilla is doing well. And I am really happy that that didn't follow her. And and she got to the new house and realized after time, oh my God, that oppressive feeling is gone.
Yeah, yeah. My take is that as she got older, her sensitivity developed more. And maybe it had no choice because it was so strong with her and whatever was there was so compelling. But I think it kind of developed more and more as she was there. So I think the change probably came with her. I kind of feel like it was probably always there.
Yeah, and Mom and Dad never must have picked up on anything because years later they're just having a conversation. It's like, oh, remember our old neighborhood? And you know that house you lived in, Bob, everybody said was haunted.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Did anything ever happen to you? You know, and then poor Camilla, Mom and Dad are like, no, nothing like that. And then Camilla is like, me either. What are you going to say? Let's go to this caller.
Hi, Real Ghost Stories Online. I really like listening to the show, and I've been thinking about calling for a while. I don't know where to begin. I'm not a superstitious person. I've never really been super into the paranormal. Never really have anything against it either. I'm a spiritual person. I'm pretty open-minded, but I always discouraged my kids from getting involved with anything. Like, horror movies weren't allowed, and trick-or-treat was fine and all that, but I always had an aversion to occult stuff in general because I didn't want my kids to grow up and, like, be goth. Anyway, my teenage son came home with a Ouija board, and I freaked out. No, no way. You're not having it. And get rid of it. Take it back wherever you got it. And, you know, like most teenage boys, you kind of, you know, shrugged and laughed and pretended to obey me. But I guess that he didn't. And I had recently gotten divorced. I was working a lot of extra shifts to try to make ends meet. And I just wasn't around, you know, in some of the evenings. And I guess he and his friends were using the Ouija board. And I'm not sure if it has anything to do with anything, but we were renting a farmhouse that was next to a big pond. And they say that, you know, water is a conductor or whatever. And I started to hear things like the frogs would all stop chirping all suddenly, and all the crickets just stopped chirping. And then it would get eerily quiet. And then I would hear the horses, and they would be like running and making these neighing sounds like they were frightened or whatever. And just really restless. And I don't know a whole lot about animals. I thought maybe it could be wild dogs in the neighborhood or something like that. So I didn't think a lot of it, but then it started to get worse. Like there started to be a knocking on the door, and it would happen at 3 o'clock in the morning. First it was like once or twice, and then it started to be several times a week. And we rented a farmhouse on this property where there were tenants on the first floor, and we were on the second and third floor. So you would have to actually go through a locked door and up a flight of stairs to be able to physically to knock on my door. And I had a peephole, and I would run and I would look. I wouldn't see anybody on the stairs. I wouldn't see that the lock had been opened or tampered with. And the outside lights, the motion sensor lights, never got triggered, never went on. So, you know, I didn't know what to chalk it up to. Then my keys started to be missing, like, all the time. And I got a special hook and everything because it was weird how my keys would go missing all the time. Then the TV started to cut on all by itself, and the phone would ring and no one would be there. And we reported to the phone company, and they, you know, they wouldn't even have any record of anybody calling, but it did ring and there was no one there. And then my son started to really change, and he was an honor student. He had a lot of friends. He was very outgoing into sports and had a nice girlfriend and everything. And suddenly he just changed into another person. He was very withdrawn, very depressed. He was not socializing at all. And he lost a lot of weight, like 60 pounds in 2 months. So I didn't know what to do. I brought him, of course, right to his physician. And I didn't know if he had gotten into drugs or what was going on. And finally, he admitted that he was staying up all night and using this Ouija board, and he didn't want to give it up. I mean, he wouldn't tell me where it was. He kept promising he would get rid of it, but I never saw him get rid of it. And I heard burn them because you can release spirits or something. So I really wouldn't have known what to do with it if I found it, but I never could. But anyway, here we are 6 years later. And my son now is in his 20s. He lives on the streets. He reads tarot cards for tourists and tells fortunes and things like that and plays his guitar for money. And he's just a shell of the person that, you know, that I knew, the person that I raised and gave birth to. I mean, he's just not the same person. And I don't know, I wonder, did he get possessed by this spirit or whatever he conjured up with this Ouija board? And so I just wanted to leave this as a cautionary tale, so that other parents, when they see these Ouija boards, you know, on the shelves at the toy store and everything, and they think it might be a cute little Halloween gift, that they can open up, I don't know, gateways or whatever, to really horrible bad things. And, you know, it did for our family. So I continue to, you know, I give him as much love and support as I possibly can. And I pray for him. And I, you know, I just pray that one day, you know, he'll choose the light over the darkness, and that he'll have a really rewarding life, because these things that these kids get involved with, and even some adults get involved with, they can have really long-lasting tragic effects. So I just wanted to leave that with you so that maybe you could use my experience to help others. All right, I really love the show, and keep on doing what you're doing. Bye for now, everybody.
My God, she has been through a lot. I can't imagine.
We talk a lot about Ouija boards on the show, and I think at the end of the day, I think we both are like, probably they're not for most people.
I don't know if that truly was what led him to live on the streets, and I don't know if there was any mental illness involved or drugs involved. Could it have been all that? The Ouija board.
Could it be all the above? That is about the age often that you will see, you know, maybe mental illness develop in someone. So could it be that, but this Ouija board situation became an obsession?
Yeah, that I could see.
You know, that the mental illness started just really obsessing about this Ouija board. Now, here's the caveat, though, to this, is that there's a lot of weird things happening in the house.
Well, and did that bring, you know, I couldn't tell if, was she implying that the Ouija board that she had, that he had snuck the Ouija board in and she didn't know it, and then those things started ramping up and happening?
Weird things started ramping up around the house. Yeah, that's the way I took it. And that weird things started happening around the house. Then she finds out down the road that he's doing all this, you know, intense stuff with the Ouija board. So, you know, we can say that he developed this obsession. Now, maybe he's an obsessive personality, and that was where it landed, was with the Ouija board. But she herself was having things happen.
Mm-hmm.
At the house, because I tell you, that 3 o'clock in the morning thing with knocking on the door is about as
I don't like that.
Be, you know, when you look out there, the only thing creepier would be to see some black-eyed kids. But other than that, that's about as creepy as something can be.
We need to call our mom.
The phone is ringing. The phone company says we don't have any records of anything ringing. The keys are disappearing. I suppose you could say, you know, maybe her son was moving things around or something, but I don't know. I don't know how you get past the knocking thing.
But, you know, I think if I was living in a house where someone was obsessing over a Ouija board and trying to communicate with things, I think that would create a weird energy in the house.
I would think so, too. And then if he has a mental illness, right,
that's going to change dynamic. I don't know that he does.
And I don't know that, but that would change the dynamic.
Yeah.
We have no idea, but, you know, those things would certainly change a dynamic.
Right.
You know, I've lived with a couple people different times in my life that had severe mental illness.
It was not me, by the way.
Yeah, no,
I'm questionable, but it wasn't me.
You know, you're pretty good. As things go, you're pretty good.
Thank you.
But I think, you know, you can have these bizarre things happen with them. And
I think that is a great public service announcement, though.
I think that there can be some things that go with Ouija boards. I really do. I feel like anytime maybe you could ask without a Ouija board and it could still happen, right? But it seems to be that the Ouija board brings that out of teenagers.
Well, and it gives you something to focus on and put your energy into that.
You know, maybe you could sit in a circle and ask for something to come in and hold hands and it would do it, you know, too, and light some candles or whatever. But so I'm not sure it's just the Ouija board, but that seems to be the catalyst in a lot of these things, is they get a Ouija board and ask it questions. And maybe you are bringing something in.
And look at her story. Life was going pretty good. Kid brings a Ouija board in. Everything starts going south.
But this is not the only time we've heard of obsessive Ouija board addictions.
Yeah. And look what the way it turned out. So, yeah, I feel for her. That's a lot to deal with. And
because we've had, a listener call in and talk about it. Basically, it was an addiction. She really had a hard time not going to it every night and finding answers for everything that she wanted to do. And you know, really, if you truly believe it's giving you answers or giving you directions, it would be hard to put that away and not go to it.
Well, especially if you're connecting difficult. That you're connecting with the spirit and they're giving you information, negative, positive, whatever they're feeding you.
Yeah.
And you feel like you're getting this some sort of miraculous information that nobody else has.
Yeah.
It's going to kind of change who you are, especially when you're a teenager. That was a powerful story.
It really was.
Well, share those stories with us because we really do want to hear them. We like to share them. Call it in at 855-853-4802. Or just write it down by going to realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like to become a premium subscriber and get the advance episodes, access to the archive, no commercials, you can do that. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you very much for listening.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Big transfer news today.
Who's moving?
Me. To the couch. With Domino's best deal ever since they just added stuffed crust.
Any pizza, any toppings, now with stuffed crust for $9.99.
It's a long-term contract with no release clause.
Only $9.99? Yeah, that sounds like the move. I'm heading straight to
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6/15 through 7/26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings, 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.